This is Ben Fordham Live with Sydney's Best Breakfast on 2GB 873.
Now, we've got a inside scoop to share with you this morning. A rare vehicle has been spotted driving around Sydney this morning. It is the Tesla Cybertruck. It looks like something from another planet. Now, currently, the electric pickup truck is not available in Australia. Various models now sell in the US for between $92,000 and $151,000. The Tesla Cybertruck can go from 0 to 100 in 3 seconds. The windows are shatter resistant. It can tow more than 1 ton. And one of these Tesla Cybertrucks has been spotted driving around Sydney this morning. So if you spot it, we want a video or a photo, because this will be making news by the end of the day. We have just phoned up Trent Nikolic, the Managing Director of drive.com.au. Trent, good morning to you.
Morning, Ben. Morning, everyone.
Do you know what it's doing in Australia? Are they here? Are they for sale?
I had to check. It was on April 1st when you first told me about this. I'd say it must be a publicity stunt. There must be an element of trying to attract a bit of attention, because as far as we know, and the most updated information we've been able to get, is that it still won't be produced in right-hand drive. So the information we have is that it won't be built in a way that it can be sold in Australia.
Okay. So are you expecting that they are going to be on sale at some stage, or it sounds like you're not?
No, it still seems unlikely, Ben, to be honest. Like, we keep checking with Tesla both here and in America, where they're based, obviously, and the best information that we can get out of them is that it won't be available in right-hand drive. I know that, you know, there's been a lot of interest, and any time anybody writes or talks about Cybertruck, there's a hell of a lot of interest in it. As you said, it looks very, very different. It's going to catch a lot of attention on the road, and if the idea is that you and me and everybody else is going to talk about Tesla because they're spotting a Cybertruck driving around Sydney standing out like a sore thumb, then it's going to work very well, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be car enthusiasts who are going to be very keen to see it, right? Because, you know, and we see that with new models. When there are new models that turn up, they try to hide them at first when they take them around for a bit of a test run, and then eventually someone will take a photograph and then it'll go viral.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be people running around with their phone cameras at the ready all over Sydney all morning now that you're talking about it, and now that, you know, there's some knowledge out there that it's around. The interesting thing for me is how they've managed to get it here to Australia without anybody knowing about it or seeing it. That's the interesting thing. I think it's fascinating that something that popular and that obvious has snuck into Australia, when generally when this happens, they're spotted, you know, long before they actually hit the street. Someone will spot one somewhere. So they've done a good job of sneaking it in without anybody knowing about it.
All right, well, as soon as someone gets a photo or a video, make sure you send it to us first, ben@2gb.com, and then, of course, we'll share it with drive.com.au. Good on you, Trent.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you very much. Trent Nikolic, the Managing Director of drive.com.au. Here we go. Ross is on the line. Ross is calling in. He spotted the Cybertruck from Tesla. Where was it, Ross?
We're just leaving Coogee now, and it was headed into Coogee this morning, yeah.
Okay. You can't miss it, right?
No, it's an unusual, ugly looking thing.
is it silver? Because I've seen some of them overseas where they paint them, but the original is just kind of a matte silver kind of look. It's that colour, is it?
Yeah, that's right. It looks like a fridge on wheels.
Okay, a fridge on wheels. I'm sure that Elon Musk will absolutely love that description. So I'm sure there'll be photographs turning up pretty soon, because there are car lovers who are interested in these things, and obviously it's a car that doesn't look like any other car, so there'll be no mistaking it when you run into it out and about.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.